You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration, and I'm your host, ready to help you dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. My special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe is my new best friend, you guys, because she is so on the same page with me when it comes to being inspired, living your dreams, and just transforming your life and your business. So that's what we're talking about today in the Be Inspired Cafe. If you're an entrepreneur, aspiring entrepreneur, or if you're a human that wants to live an excellent life, then stick around for my guest in the Be Inspired Cafe because you will definitely be inspired by what she has to share. Before we get into that, I want to share with you guys something that was very simple and straightforward. However, I hadn't really thought about it in detail, and when it clicked to me, it blew me away. So this past weekend, I was interviewing someone for the upcoming season of Be Inspired. She is an actress, a model, so inspirational, of course. And she was featured in one of the number one box office hits of the summer, the movie The War Room. Now, as I was interviewing her, we were sitting in front of this brick backdrop and, you know, we had a blast doing the interview. And then it finally clicked to me that what felt so normal at one point in time wasn't. So I'm going to share with you what I posted on my Facebook page. If you're not connected with me on Facebook, you can get connected at Erica Empowers. But this is what it says. A few years ago, I made a picture for my vision board. It was for my TV show with a brick background and the words Be Inspired Cafe. The only catch was I didn't have a show. I now interview best-selling authors, actresses, TV personalities, etc., in front of a brick background with the words Be Inspired Cafe on a TV show that airs now in more than 17 million U.S. households. What once seemed so silly is now my reality. So I want to encourage you, like never before, to stop shrugging off your dreams. You may think that it's a coincidence. You may have some ideas that people are calling silly. Well, guess what? If they're calling your ideas silly, that is the number one reason that you should go after them. Because when it doesn't make sense to you how it could ever happen, that is one sure sign that it is a dream and a vision from God, I believe. When it's something beyond your own control, something beyond what you're capable of thinking about or doing, that is when you've hit the road in the right direction. So that is my message for you guys today. I'm about to get you connected with my inspirational song, so hopefully this will get you pumped up to go and tackle your dreams and your goal. And as soon as you finish hearing the song, you will be hearing from my special guest today in the Be Inspired Cafe.
This song's dedicated to everyone.
Everyone who made it.
Yeah.
Any test or trial.
Hopeless situation.
Hopeless situation.
The angels can't sing.
Angels can't sing in glory.
You're redeemed.
You're redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yeah. Here we go.
Welcome you all into the Be Inspired Cafe. My special guest for the day is someone that is very interested and skilled in one of my favorite areas, obviously because we share this same passion, which is life and business coaching. She is a life and business coach specialist. You will love her energy. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Barbara Masonette. Barbara, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Erica. How are you?
I am doing great. I want to start by you sharing with those that are listening that may not have come in contact with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Sure. So I live in San Diego, and I am a single stay-at-home homeschooled mom who also runs two businesses simultaneously. And yes, I do sleep.
Wow, so you're a superwoman. Great.
Well, no.
Sum it up.
Not quite. I am still breathing at the end of the day, sometimes barely. But I run my my life and business coaching company out of my home. Full-time, and then I also teach my five-year-old. We're on to reading and writing at the current moment and just life skills. So I like to do both, and, you know, I'm very committed to both and helping people, which also includes my son.
So it's a little bit about me.
That is wonderful. Bless your heart. You stay at home homeschooler, because that is an area that I have not been brave enough yet to venture into, but I am definitely very interested and have talked to a lot of stay-at-home, or not the stay-at-home piece, it's the homeschooling piece that intimidates
girl.
Me.
Girl,
oh, man. I just pray for patience on a daily basis, if not moment basis, let me tell you. But I just feel pretty strongly about it, and I'm pretty committed to it. But we're going to take it 1 year at a time.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So I have some questions for you, Barbara, and I'm probably going to put you in the spot a little bit as well, because there are a lot of questions that I get from aspiring entrepreneurs and women that really have a big goal and they're not quite sure where to start. So I'm going to throw some of those kind of questions out there too. But
perfect.
I first want to start. Yes, you're ready. Great. I want to start with the yeses. How do people use yeses to sabotage, I made up a word there, but how do they use yeses to sabotage their success, do you think, in business, in life?
So that's such a good question. It goes alongside, and here we go, everybody. So hold on, because I want you to keep breathing after this answer. But especially women, we are really, really good at saying yes first and then trying to figure out how to do all the yeses on the back end. And what that really means is the people that we love most gets a whole lot of no's, because when we say yes up front, it usually has to do with, I would love to volunteer for that, or yes, I would love to head up that fundraiser, or yes, I would love to take on that and this and that, and oh, of course,
wow,
I would love to chauffeur your children, and yes, I would love to be the PTA president, and yes, yes, yes. Well, we have to stop and think about what are those yeses sabotaging? And really, when we get real and we get honest with ourselves, it's sabotaging your success at being balanced, at taking care of your well-being first, at spending time with the people that we love most, even though I'm sure spending time driving people all around, or sitting, here, there, and everywhere. But really, we've become a culture that believes that saying yes makes you nicer or better or kinder or superwoman-y-er. And I made that word up, Erica, so we're one for
I
one.
I love made-up words, if you can't tell yet. So I'm team make-up words. All day.
Yes, but when you really think about it, saying no gives you freedom. Saying no without attaching the guilt gives you freedom.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right? And when you say no, you're actually giving yourself a platform to say yes to the people that you love most. Now, I'm not saying we wake up and say no to every single thing for the rest of our lives, but it really just comes down to boundaries and priorities that we have for ourselves and really staying in alignment with our main purpose. And, for me, my main purpose is to stay at home with my son. And so every opportunity I get has to be filtered from, okay, is that going to take into our time together? Or, that spills over into the set hours that I will work every week. And I have set hours, and I will not go over those hours. And so guess what I have to get really good at is saying no, not now. What does 2 weeks look for you? Or what does 1 week look for you? Or I can't do it today, but I could do it tomorrow. So really getting good at saying no so that it fits into your premise of taking care of yourself and the people that love you the most. And to me, saying no brings you the success that you want.
Absolutely.
It's
so true, Barbara, because I actually have something for anyone that's listening. I'm going to I'll post the link up for this. It's a blog that I wrote, well, not too recently, but it's still relevant, and it's the Just Say No test. And it's a little, it's funny, it's fun, but it's a little test that I created that you can take on making decisions, and it's a clear cut. Should I say yes or should I say no? But Barbara, one thing that I found so powerful, I had a guest in the past that came on and shared this, And I'm sharing that Terry shared this because if it was misquoting, then it's not me misquoting right now. But it was Warren Buffett. She shared that Warren Buffett basically said for every 100 opportunities that he's presented with, he says no 99 times. So a lot of times we think success is about busyness. Like it's praised right now, like how busy people are. But my thing now, just learning that productivity far outweighs busyness. I'm not trying to be busy. My goal is to be productive and get my entire schedule, the core of everything that I need to have done, completed. My goal is typically between 11 a.m. and 1 o'clock to be completely done with my, the core of my schedule. So I think that's so important that you're sharing that, because I had a serious addiction to saying yes to people and over-promising, under-delivering. It's stressed out. And I love the way I think Robert G. Allen puts it, OPM, other people's monkeys, they put it on your back because, you're willing to say yes and take it. So here's the other question I would like to ask you. How would you say attaching guilt to your choices shows up in your life, and at what cost do we have to pay when we let that guilt come in, especially when we're saying no to people?
Absolutely. So that's another great question. So a lot of times we get busy saying yes. I love that. Get busy saying yes, or get busy being busy, because for some reason we think sitting on the couch with our feet up drinking a cup of coffee is pointless. Or, sure, if it's for, 10 hours a day, but, for a 20-minute spot or a 15-minute spot or to walk around the block is just as valuable as returning emails and phone calls. And a lot of times I've seen with my clients and just in everyday life, when you do say no, instantly there's this guilt. And let's think about it for a minute. If you say no and you have the guilt attached to it, you might as well have said yes, because the guilt gives you some things. It costs you something when you say yes or no and then you attach the guilt to it. And let's think about it. Think about it as we're sitting there. What does it cost you when you give an answer and you give an answer within your boundaries, or you give an answer because it just doesn't fit with your schedule right now, and then you feel instantly guilty for 5, 10, 15 minutes, 2, 3, 4 days, weeks afterwards? That's a lot of energy you're spending on a decision you made. And when we really think about what's underneath that, who are you giving your power over to? When you answered, you made a choice, right? You made your very own choice, in this case, an empowering choice, and then you spend your time feeling guilty about it. Who or what have you given at that time, for as long as you're feeling guilty, as long as you're choosing, because guilt is choice, as long as you're choosing to feel guilty, who are you giving your power over to? And that's a big, big cost, because
that
at that point,
powerful. That is so powerful to think of it that way.
Well, how are your relationships being affected at that point? If you spend any, a millisecond feeling guilty for a choice that you made, how does that spill out into how you do business from that point, or how you do your relationships, how you love on people? The time you spend with people, are you present? Are you not present? Because as much as we think that we could be good at hiding it or faking it, we're really not. And people know when we're not around, and people know when we've got other things on our mind. And at what cost is that to the relationships that you're trying to build or nurture? So when we think of guilt as giving your power over to somebody, next time we make a choice and we choose to feel guilty, my invitation always is just stop and ask yourself, what's it going to cost me if I feel guilty right now?
That is such a great point, because it is something that we oftentimes deal with. You said the feeling behind it. Even though you stood up and you said no, you still carry that weight of feeling bad for 3 or 4 more days, and it really has a price to it. That is such an interesting way to look at it. My next question for you, Barbara, is this. a lot of times I hear business owners and even women that aren't looking to own a business, they just want more freedom in their life because they're feeling, you know, tied down and stressed. What would you say is one of those vital keys or, you know, multiple keys that we should grab onto? What could we let go of to give ourselves more freedom?
So I love this question too. So here's something I'm not sure we think about often, but I want us to stop and think about it for a minute. If we were going to let go of taking things personally, think about this for a second. Somebody says something to you, somebody says something to you about somebody you love, or maybe about somebody you don't love, or, you know, right? You get a no from a potential client or customer, or you don't get the job, or you, you know, the moms at the playground weren't nice to you, or A, B, and C, right? There's all sorts of opportunities for us to take things personally every day.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And if you actually let go of taking anything personally, think about this for a second. Like, what would you have room for? And how would that give you more freedom if you weren't busy? Here it is again, giving your power over to somebody else's choices. Think about it. People are entitled to have their own opinion. It is okay that they don't like your spouse or your mom or your logo or the color outfit you wear. Or that is okay. It's okay. They are entitled to have their own voice. And even if they say it rudely, okay, so yes, it's still rude and it's inappropriate, but what if you didn't take anything personally and you made it nothing about yourself? Think about this. How much more freedom would you have if you were marching around your day? Right?
That is life-changing for someone right now, because that is a striking difference I found between people that are pessimists and people that are optimistic. That is it. People that are optimistic obviously are the ones that are far more successful, and they don't take things personally. And you just put it, Barbara, in a practical way that we can ask ourselves this question every single day, every single day, to remind ourselves when something happens that we didn't plan for or that could potentially hurt your feelings, that you could take it personally, that it's not personal. That is, oh my gosh, that's so great.
You will have lots of opportunities to practice, probably more than once a day.
Far more than you want.
Yes. Very
true.
Oh,
my gosh. So true. So, Barbara, my question for you, for those that are listening right now, they want to get connected with you, they want to follow you on social media, and probably hop on one of your trainings if you're offering any, and all of those great things. What's the best way that we can get connected with
Barbara? Barbara Maisonet, Maisonet.com. You can look me up as Barbara Maisonet, or you can look me up as Barbara Maisonet Inc. I have my own page on there, and I'm on Twitter and I'm on LinkedIn. So basically, if you just memorize my name, you should be able to find me.
And you guys better memorize her name, because she's one of the essential keys to your next move in success. Barbara, I will post your links above or below, however you guys are listening, whether you're on iTunes, YouTube, Facebook. Her link is available, so click on it so that you can get connected with Barbara and truly transform your life and your business. Barbara, thank you so much for being in the Be Inspired Cafe today. I really had a blast.
Thank you, Erica. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I'm telling you guys, that was my kindred spirit in the Be Inspired Cafe, because I am all about helping you to make over and take ownership of your life and your business if you're an entrepreneur. Barbara and I will be partnering together for a training for you. So if you want to take part in that training, make sure that you go to my website right now to get information on how you can reserve your space. And that's ericalatrice.com, ericalatrice.com/sign-up, sign up. If you don't see the sign up, just go to ericalatrice.com if you messed up that link. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. It's always a pleasure. My goal is to help you dream big, live on purpose, and of course, Be inspired.